Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Kimber, get well.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Well, but as it's the last day of our replacement games, I thought I'd do a little bit of trivia on the Olympic Games.
Oh. Right, my wheelhouse. Love it.
And when I say Olympic Games, of course, I'm referring to the Olympic Games that have been around since antiquity, not the Olympic Games that are owned by some corporation somewhere.
Sure.
Just for legals to be sure on that.
Yeah.
How's this? I was holding this one off for Kimber, but because, you know, she's always going, as rightly, that artists don't get a very good run
True.
In this world.
Yep.
You know, everyone likes turning on the TV, but no one wants to pay anyone.
Yeah.
Between 1912 and 1948, in the Olympic Games,
right.
artists, I'm talking painters, sculptors, architects, writers, and musicians competed
No.
in the Olympic Games and got medals.
Oh, now that's cool.
I mean, I don't know
Wow.
how you do that, how you get a gold medal for writing, who chooses and whatnot.
I got silver, Dad, in the 100-meter sketch.
Gee, I acted my way to a bronze.
So
I've done that a few times, I can tell you. But I've got to tell you this story.
What you got?
The 1904 Olympic Games in St. Louis
Okay, yes.
Was basically held there because the World's Fair was there
Yep.
to commemorate the 100 years since France gave Louisiana to,
Right.
to America.
And big deal, the World's Fair back then. Yeah.
Absolutely. So the marathon, and this story, I'm surprised they haven't made a film about it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So first of all, just some great characters. Already in the Olympic Games, a gymnast called George Ezer had won 6 medals, 3 of them gold, with a wooden leg.
Oh, right.
So he was already doing
George,
that.
Not George Ezra.
No, yep. not George Ezra,
sure.
but he was riding shotgun.
Yep.
So the marathon. So some of the characters, this guy called Felix Carbajal
yep.
had come from Cuba to run in the marathon, got to New Orleans, wasted, lost all of his money in a dice game.
Of course he did.
And had to hitchhike to St. Louis. Okay.
Hey, it's 1904.
So it's 90 degrees, Fahrenheit. So what, 37,
yep.
36 degrees Celsius.
Bloody hot.
90% humidity.
Okay.
They fire the gun at 3 p.m.
Right.
There were only 2 drinking stations.
Because, 2?
Yeah. In those days, they wanted to actually minimize fluid intake
right.
to test the limits and effects of purposeful hydration.
Right.
The thinking was that we drink too much water.
So they're experimenting during
on these poor
42K event.
Okay. Doesn't take long for them to get sick. One bloke
yeah.
nearly dies after an hour.
Yeah.
Len Tau, a South African athlete, was chased a mile off course by wild dogs. Old mate from Cuba stole some fruit, which was not ripe or too ripe.
Oh, that happened to me in the city of the surf one year.
Right. Yeah.
Get waylaid.
Didn't have to wee into a bag.
Yeah.
He had a nap. Because his tummy
yep.
was hurting.
Yep.
A bloke called Laws decided to hitch a ride
yep.
and was waving at spectators as he went past. He ended up crossing the line first and was about to receive the gold medal before someone went, hang on a minute, I just saw that bloke on the number 24.
He cheated.
But how's this, right?
Hitched the ride.
Hicks, an American guy, I'll keep this short.
Yeah, no, do it.
So they didn't want to give them water. He's not well.
Okay.
They gave him strychnine. Egg white and brandy.
Oh, nice little poison mix.
He's begging for water and they're like, nah, dude, you don't need water. This is what you need.
Need a hair of the dog.
It goes on and on. The 1904 oh. games, someone's got to do a film about it. It was an absolute
I think you're
beauty.
Right, mate. That is good. They made the Chariots of Fire.
Oh.
The Chariots of Strychnine.
Stuff running on the beach. Give me some egg white, brandy and strychnine.
Love it. 6:30.